Mojo's Cafe for Lost Dreamers.
I had a dream where I lost my remote.
I'm sorry, but we're closed right now.
I was so frustrated, and then I time traveled.
Really?
In my dream, I had given a party. When it was winding down and people were leaving, I asked a few of my friends to stay because I wanted to show them an interview I had done. It was with a famous author. But I couldn't find my remote, so I couldn't turn on the TV. And then I realized I had had this dream before.
A dream about a lost remote?
No, I meant a dream about interviewing the author. He wasn't easy to find because he lived in the desert somewhere in Morocco. And then I remembered, I can time travel back to that dream I had months before, and I can redo that interview I had done.
You knew how to time travel?
I had a book. It was a 19th century book on time travel.
It wasn't H.G. Wells?
Nope. The cover was made of a strange kind of leather. When you held it in your hands, it felt almost alive. I found the book. I opened it. There was a red ribbon inside that marked a page with a diagram. I knew to place my right hand on the open page and my left hand on the table. When I did, I could feel I had made a connection. There was a sort of current of energy flowing through me. It wasn't that I actually went anywhere, but in my mind, in my memory, I did. I recalled the dream I had months before, and then I was back in that dream. I was in a Land Rover. It was the kind you see in documentaries on African safaris. I was driving on a narrow, dusty road. It was in the desert. No dunes, just flat, with rocks and scrawny bushes. I was alone, driving through villages with men dressed in jalabas. You know, hooded robes. The men gave me looks like, who is she? Why is she here? I didn't have a cell phone, but I had a map, and I was able to find where the author lived. His house was on the edge of a village. It was small, just one level, but inside, it seemed endless. There was a party going on, but in that dream, the one I had months before, there was no party. I was alone with the author. But then I remembered something he had said. It was about karma.
It's common to think of karma as a sort of fate, but it's not. Karma's the opportunity we have each moment to choose what sort of person we are to become next.
That's good.
In that dream, I had a follow-up question. But I woke up before I had a chance to ask it. So when I found him in this dream, with the party going on, I cornered him, and I asked him what it meant.
What I meant was, to become a different kind of person is to experience the world in a different way. When your mind changes, your world changes.
Does it? I mean, really?
When you respond differently to the world responds differently to you.
It sounds...
You don't believe it?
Too simple.
Try it.
And that was it. The dream ended.
So you time travel back to a dream that you had a few months before, and you changed that dream.
I dreamed that I did, yes.
Did the change you make in the past affect your present?
In a strange way, it did. I mean, it didn't change the present, but it did affect me. It changed the way I see the present, and now that I see it differently, things have changed.
Sounds to me like be here now.
I think we are always here now. It's a matter of whether we know it or not.